the void.
Gentlemen, children of all wages, welcome to another episode of Into the Void podcast. We are at Into the Void on Gmail, at Into the Voidcast at gmail.com, at Into the Voidcast on Instagram, which also has a link to our YouTube page. We still don't have enough subscribers to get our own custom URL, but soon that will be at Into the Voidcast as well for YouTube, but you can find that there. You can also find us at Into the Void on Facebook, at Into the Voidcast on Twitter. Rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. You can find us on the Podomatic website, which is our little server space there that hosts our podcast or whatever, so we can get them on iTunes as well, provide the RSS feed. But you can also go to that actual website and find past, present, and future episodes on that website. That's Dooley, dooley.se32.podomatic.com. That should probably get you right to the Into the Void podcast page. And you can listen to that because I know Android users don't have the luxury of having iTunes on their phones and simply just subscribing and getting them automatically downloaded to your feed. Why make it easy, huh? I'm just kidding, Android users. I love you. I am jealous and I applaud your effort to get out of the Apple cult, because it really is a cult. But anyways, I think I just listed off all the social media bullshit. If I missed anything, I'm sure I hit it on a past episode, so I'm going to plow ahead without worrying about that here to forth, henceworthness. I don't know, big legal words. Yeah. So, this is the first episode that is post the college mini-series. I hope you enjoyed it as much as you could and enjoyed the story as much as it pertained to you. You're not directly involved with it, obviously, because it was just me and people at Oregon State. But maybe it was relatable to a sense that there are those of you who either are or know somebody who is in college, because like I said before, a big pyramid scheme, which allows for many, many people to keep convincing more and more people to go to college and therefore ruining everyone's lives. So one of you at least knows or is in any way affiliated with someone who goes to college, and most likely you also have someone that you know that probably has a similar experience that I listed in that whole 5-episode series. And at least has an experience of their own that is maybe not so much similar, but akin to, loosely related, let's say, to the one that I provided you. Maybe they had a certain story for different reasons. Maybe the story panned out differently, for better or for worse. Maybe there was different things that caused a certain story to happen that was different from mine, but all in all, my guess is that you are or either know somebody who has that similar issue with the college system. But without, anyways, for the most part, I will be done now officially. I've retired from politics and I'm retiring from college. I'm just retiring all over the place. But yeah, so I hope you enjoyed that. And for the time being, it is over. Basically talking about that. I know I've made some loose references or suggestions in many, many past episodes, like even when Ryan was still around, and don't know where he is now, but I'm sure he's out there and looking deep into the horizon and remembering and thinking about all of us, everybody. But even back then, I was sort of chronicling my struggles at the time very vaguely and referentially. And this time I decided, since I'm hopefully on the tail end of everything, that I was able to compile my story together and tell it in a more articulate and, I guess, clearer and efficient way. I apologize as well for not releasing an episode last week. It is way too damn hot. I'm glad that I haven't completely melted. I'm very close, but at least, you know, my teeth are so big for my mouth, I'm like a donkey bursting out of a small boy. That's how big my teeth are. That's what it looks like, at least, that it takes a while for my mouth to melt. So luckily I can still come back and grace you with my podcast presence on here. That has yet to melt, but the rest of me is pretty much liquid on the floor right now. Because I can't have anything on in here. First of all, this room that I record in is hot as shit. And it is always at least 20 degrees hotter than the rest of the house, which is already 645 degrees. So you guess, you do the math on that one, on how hot it actually is here. And so I'm literally sitting here dripping in sweat, and I'm doing this podcast for you guys because I'm just that dedicated. I push through. I get it done. Now, I understand you're saying, what about last week? You didn't get it done. Do you really care? I mean, honestly, do you really care? Or do I really care? Or were you really that butthurt about it? Is there anybody listening? No? Okay. So it wasn't that big of a deal then, right? I'm just kidding. I had, oh, by the way, this is a show with a title that has three meanings. Where We're Screaming, Our Relevancy in American and Global Pop Culture. I know there's some global fans out there, so hello. Welcome to the show, and thank you for being here. And our trajectory in the iTunes rankings. Okay, there we go. I felt like I was forgetting something, and there it is. Nailed it. See, I always have this idea in my head on how the show's going to go, and it never happens that way. Maybe one day I'll actually be like, oh, that was a great show. That was everything it wanted to be. Actually, there was one show. It was a lost show, and we did it on KBVR. It was a live radio show because we weren't able to record. Me, Ryan, Sebastian weren't able to record an episode in time to have it in the radio computer system and figure out how to get it in there and playing on time, so we just had to show up and do a show. And sometimes we would do just live radio shows and then release it later on the iTunes and as in its podcast form, and we recorded it in the producer studio while we did it live and did it that way. So we had to do it that day, and we were doing a live show. The live show went amazing. We all got off the air, and you know, those episodes were a little more jagged when they got on podcast form because we had to cut out all the music, because we would, for those shows, Into the Void shows, if we did them live especially, we would play music in the meantime. So Anyways, though, we were recording the live show. It went amazing. We only played music like a little bit. I know, probably much to the chagrin of the three listeners in Corvallis, Oregon, that actually listened to KBVR. But it went so well. We cut the show and we were like, wow, that was good. Like, it was just one of those shows. Like, you just knew right the second it started and you had to talk about how good it was. Like, I believe it or not, I actually have high standards on how the show is and sounds and ends up being. And even I was like, because a lot of times I'm like, it was an okay show, but there's just needs something more. I'm always doing that. I'm just like, I need something more. Something's missing. What is it that can take it to the next level? But that day I was actually like, okay, we got it that time. That was good. And it didn't record. I'm not going to throw blame here, but if you're asking why Ryan's not here and why I'm giving excuses as to why he's gone all the time, that episode likely may have had something to do with it. That lost episode. I'm not saying I've exiled him or I have him locked in a dungeon here to, after like 3 to 4 years of that happening, that I'm punishing him still. I'm not saying that. Like, let me be clear. I'm not saying that I have him in a dungeon and locked away to punish him for that amazing lost episode that we did. But if I ever did something like that, I definitely would say that might be the reason why he might be missing still. And it's just me on the show. I'll leave it up to you to know if I'm kidding or not. Tee hee hee hee. So, the reason why I missed this last week as well was because I'm busy on busy and I'm tired. And I'm so tired, I'm tired on top of being tired. It's like tiredception. You know that joke, the whole whatever prefix and then inception at the end because of the movie Inception. But that's literally what it was, what happened. Time got away from me. And the day that I usually schedule to record was taken away from me, if you will. It's very rare, but I usually get towards the end of the week, which is around release date of this podcast, which is when I get time by myself at the house to actually record. So that time was taken away from me because everyone decided that they wanted to make it a full house, and I was Bob Saget and all that. Good old Bobby Saget. But yeah, so that is why I missed last week. I'm trying to be as consistent as possible, but sometimes, some days, it just doesn't pan out exactly the way you want it to, and therefore, you might have to wait an extra week for a new episode, but be assured that I'm always constantly thinking about doing a show and getting it done for you guys to listen once a week. Part of that was having to deal with the bank or whatever and the headaches, hassles, and horseshit that goes with that to get my passport because I'm planning, I guess there's a planned trip to Mexico. I didn't know about it, which means I'm assuming I'm being kidnapped and taken to a drug cartel because they're like, hey, you're going. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I guess so. I guess I need my passport for identification purposes. It's to try to buy a piece of land for the compound from when I disappear from everybody and they never hear from me again. And you'll never find where I am on the map. And it will be a harder search than it is for Ryan right now. And how am I going to do this? Well, I think I've said this on the podcast before, but before you blink, I am going to sell out harder than you can finish that blink. I don't care. All right? I could be all, I could be the biggest proponent of PETA, but if I have to do a Kill Baby Puppies commercial just to get that cash money to leave forever, then it's definitely goodbye time, and I for sure will sell out hard, cash that check, and get on out of here. I don't care. I can buy another puppy and take care of that one. Obviously not to that extent. I'll let you decide to what extent I'm actually joking. But yeah. I'm not gonna be like one of those dudes that are like, no, I'm into my art is a noble thing, and I don't want it making money for big corporations or improper purposes that go against my beliefs, and I want to make sure that it goes to the right place and fights for the right cause. I don't give a shit. I'll just sell it to the highest bidder. Bye-bye. Thank you. And let me go cash this check real quick and make sure it clears first. I don't give a damn. To a certain degree. So, I want to say that in preface to, I actually got a message from somebody on the Into the Void Instagram page, which is that Into the Void podcast, and I think also it was related to my personal Instagram page, which is Sean_photo6, I think. Let me double check this real quick. Just so I can give you the right handle, I guess, because I don't know why. I guess it's something you have to do on social medias. Or pretty much nowadays when you're introducing yourself to somebody at a party, you're like, hi, I'm at blah, 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 blah. Because it's like, that's all people care about is nabbing that social media handle, basically. That's your new name now. It's not your actual name that you were born with. And pretty soon, I think people are just going to like, you know, name their kid like hashtag, you know, toddler life or whatever the fuck. I don't even know. Yeah, so Sean_photo6. So that's my personal Instagram page. I think it was two different guys actually. But essentially, they said, I'm gonna go. Paraphrase and verbatim what they said, and I'm gonna have you guess what I quoted verbatim. Basically, it was like, "Hey, I love the content you post, but you don't post enough to warrant me following you anymore. So I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to unfollow." If you guessed that was verbatim what they said, you win nothing because I don't have any money and no, yeah. But that's legitimately what they said. Now, there is so much wrong with that. I don't know where to begin. But let me just start here, okay? I know I've said this many times before on the podcast, but, I mean, when you go into the void, you're going to repeat some stuff, all right? Now, here's the thing. I, without a doubt, 100%, absolutely, definitely, with the permanence of a Sharpie on a crossword puzzle, 100%, genuine leather, despise, loathe, absolutely hate the word content. I cannot stand that word. I almost hate the word moist as much as content. I hate the word moist. I hate the word panties. Don't ask me why. but shit like that drives me crazy. And content is now number one on the list of words that make me so angry. People say it's like nails on a chalkboard. I don't mind nails on a chalkboard. What I do mind is when people say content. I understand we are in this new age of the digital revolution, which is a house of cards that I'm hoping will blow over soon. I can explain later on all that kind of stuff, but to attempt to stay on topic as much as possible, which I am also known for. And right now forgot where I was going with that. Don't like the word content, and here's why, okay? One, the word itself is literally, okay, you know what? Maybe it does apply to actually what it is, because content to me is bread in a meatball. And what I mean by that is you're not actually getting any meat. You're just getting what your brain thinks is the rest of the meatball. It's filler. It doesn't mean anything. It has no substantial or nutritional value. In fact, it probably has the reverse of nutritional value. It probably has a negative net effect on your nutrition than if you would just get a real piece of beef, ball it up, and cook it as real meatball. That's literally all it is. It's just stuff. Stuff you're constantly pumping into the digital, you know, cesspool reservoir of the internet in order to keep people's brains occupied because they can't stand more than 2 seconds of boredom. You know what the problem, though, is? Boredom actually kind of creates creativity. Where out of your boredom, you're trying to entertain yourself and therefore are creative of something. But now, since we cannot be bored, I mean, I'm surprised Congress hasn't come up with something, some sort of bill or law that, you know, outlaws boredom. People don't have the time to actually, like, put in some sort of creative energy. They're just doing shit. They're basically just, like, shitting in their hands and flinging at the wall and whatever sticks. That's what you put out to everybody in the world. No time is even taken to make sure your shit is good. It's literally what the word is, content. It's just a thing. It's content. It's a thing. It's just junk. It's space junk. It's really what it is, space junk. And we head into the void like to, when we fly through the cosmos, we try to avoid space junk. Because you know why? Because it takes down our space travel when that happens. You hit a piece of space junk, you're floating out into space and you're dead. But I hate that word so much. And you know why? Because much like everything else in this new culture, everything is just pounded into your head. It's almost as bad as innovation and collaboration, the two favorite words of every fucking college teacher or teacher in general now. The best thing you could ever do in the entire world is collaborate. There is nothing more fulfilling in this life is connecting with someone else and getting a project done by collaboration. That is a synergistic way of innovating. There's a constant stride for innovation, and there's no way that one person could ever have an idea of their own and do the work themselves and innovate unless that person realizes collaboration is the key to everything in this life. And when you collaborate, you will innovate. There. I just did every single lecture that your college will do for you, your entire 4 years. I just saved you 6 figures and a whole lot of headaches, hassles, and horseshit. Now, go make up a degree that you have on your resume and get a job, I guess. Become a barista. By the way, I feel like the barista is replacing the stripper for like the most erotic job ever. Like, I kind of had a sketch idea that I maybe if I had a Key and Peele S type show, but now I just imagine like like a bachelor party now. Instead of getting like a stripper to go into the hotel room, they get like a barista with like a mobile like coffee cart. And they're just like, oh my God, look at those beans. Is that a Hawaiian roast? Oh my God. And they're just throwing dollar bills into the tip jar. And they're like, oh my gosh, she's making an Americano. Oh yeah. Oh my God, this one is talented. Look at that foam on the top. Look at that little foam leaf she drew on the top. Woo! Now this one probably makes it rain. I'm going to make it rain on her. Oh, look at that. Ooh, yeah, I like that. Oh, she's got the cold brew. Oh, man, this girl really knows how to work it. She's got the cold brew machine going. Oh, my God. Is that the French press? Oh, holy shit. She's got the French press. It's over. Cappuccino's extra, though. You got to go in the private room for the espresso machine. Like, the girls even, they know it. Like, the barista girls, they, like, work behind the counter, and they're, like, all dressed up and shit, and they're, like, you know, they wear what's, you know, professional enough to be, like, slinging coffee, where it's, like, only a little bit of butt cheek comes from the Daisy Dukes, but they're still wearing Daisy Dukes and, like, a Hooters shirt, because, like, they really didn't want to get a job at Hooters, because they were, like, that's degrading, but, like, I'm going to become a barista, so, like, that's, like, some less degrading, but I can still work it like I work at Hooters. I feel like, yeah, so I feel like baristas are, like, the new strippers now. Like, it's just as erotic and sexy, I guess, for men nowadays. Oh, that non-fat soy latte. Whew, that's delicious. I really want to get that stripper's number. I think I can, or that barista's number. I think I can get with her. She was totally flirting with me. For real, though. Not like she was just trying to get more money. Anyways, content. Hate that word. And the only reason, I guess, many times why I do, because a lot of content is like these fucking idiots on like Vine, what used to be Vine, you know, or like whack, 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 wackiness, 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 quick cuts, blah. And that was supposedly like comedy. Now, I know I'm not a veteran, arbiter, hilarious, like genius level comedian, but as a consumer, I don't really find that funny necessarily. Or you got these idiots like Jake or Logan Paul that are just like, hey, welcome to my show, woo, 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 and he's messing with the zoom in and out on his face and, like, throwing up, like, anime characters on the screen, bling, 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 like, because I guess that's comedy. I mean, comedy has to have some level of substance to be funny, because otherwise you just look like a fucking idiot, because you got to set up context, so you have to have some sort of substantial, substantive thing to talk about to set up context to make a joke about. At least that's what I feel, or like I believe it is. But instead it's just like, nothing ever exists. I didn't come up with anything. That's funny, right? Ha ha ha. I frankly think that's why it is actually important to have like TV stations and like studios still be gatekeepers of media, because now you got people that actually try to come up with something like legitimate and fine and like decent and hopefully less pretentious asshole sounding than I do right now. But like, I don't know, I'm not even asking for like something game changing or revolutionary. I'm just asking that it appears like you put effort into it, because I do. I don't post very often on social media because, one, I'm doing stuff. All right? I'm living my life. I'm doing stuff. I'm working on stuff I want to get good at, on my craft. I want to skateboard because I want to get better. I want to take pictures of things because I want to get better. And I edit the pictures. And I try to take good video. And I edit that. I make it look the best it possibly can. I make it look professional. Then I post stuff. Because the way Instagram, at least at one point, used to work, like, or like Flickr, or like the photo-based, like, platforms. Not even just social media, but photo-based platforms. Like, that's technically, like, the new way of publishing shit. Instead of just going to a flea market. Excuse me. Going to a flea market and trying to sell your prints. So you want to put your best work out there. Oh, another tip for, like, wedding parties. Do not ask at all. 100% for all the raw files of your photographer. Absolutely, the photographer is deleting everything that he doesn't deem worthy in his camera. Then he takes to the laptop or the computer. Then he deletes more. And then the stuff he doesn't delete, he edits pretty heavily because that's the stuff he wants people to see. That's how I treat stuff that I post online. At least I put some sort of semblance of effort. If you don't like it and you don't think it's good, then fine. Don't worry about it. Don't follow me. Don't like it. Don't care. However, I am at least trying to be better, to get better, to always improve, to keep improving, to learn constantly, to take what I already know and apply it to new things, because I actually want to put some sort of semblance of effort and have people notice that that effort is actually building on top of my talent and actually, like, acknowledge that I do something well. That's why I post stuff online. And sometimes, yeah, when I'm trying to make a joke and be funny, I'll post shit like memes or another word I hate, but that's what they're called. Breathe. But I'll post stuff like that. I'll screenshot shit and make jokes. But even then, like, I make sure I think of the joke and put the joke well before I just shit it out on the internet. Again, I'm not saying I'm better than everybody or they're worse or whatever, but can we at least just stop and think for a second about that? Content. A content creator. I'm not a content creator. I never even thought of that word. Obviously, because some of the shit that I wanted to do was before those words even came up. I wanted to make cool stuff. Stuff that I liked in particular and that other people might like in the group of people that like the same things as me. And I wanted it to do well. I wanted someone to look at that and not think I shot that with a disposable camera or I don't know what I'm doing. And or they're like, I can't tell if this is professionally done or not. Or maybe it is professionally done because this guy is a professional. I'm trying to work my way up from the interest to hobby to craft. I hate that word too because it sounds pretentious as shit. But just like content, what other word is there to describe it? To the craft. It's like carpentry. You don't just throw wood out into a pile and say, there it is, as content. You want to learn the craft of building a chair or a table. Excuse me, sorry for all the burps. A chair, a table. A house, whatever. You don't just throw a shit pile of wood together, say that's content. That's why I don't post very often. That's just the bottom line, because I'm making sure I'm weeding shit out, and I'm making sure my stuff is post-worthy. If you don't like that, fine. It doesn't matter. doesn't matter. All right? Because when I die and when you die, I'm not going to be on my deathbed and say, fuck, I wish I posted on Instagram more for that one guy that apparently just wants pictures posted all day, even though he'll miss 99% of the stuff that's posted online every day, because everybody posts everything all day, and you can't keep up with all that shit. That's just how it works. All right? At the very least, you always leave them wanting more. And definitely, if you use the word content, which is the other side of the coin that I'm going to take on now, is you're definitely not a person to me anymore. You've literally become inhuman. You're not. You're a lawn. You're a lawn to me, and I'm going to mow you. You're not a human being. If you use the word content, unironically, like it matters to you, you're definitely not a human. You're a table. And you know what I do with tables? I'm going to steal your girl, and I'm going to have her calling me father. And my girlfriend is going to be okay with it, because she'll support me in that, because she also doesn't like that shit either. She'll cheer me on the sidelines. And why I'll steal your girl in particular is because you as a table, I'm going to steal her on top of you. And all you're just going to hear is father, father, father. You know why it's not going to be daddy? Because first of all, that's bullshit that you see on like social media all the time when like Jason Momoa, you know, posts a picture or something and all the white on preteen girls are like, ooh, daddy, like this weird Freudian bullshit. But that's because daddy is like the cool divorced dad. I'm the disciplinary dad that you call father. The alpha of the pack. I'm going to stare at you in the eyes, because even though you're a table, you're going to have eyes. I'm just going to stare at your table eyes, and I'm going to get her and you to call me father, because that's how it's going to work. I'm not going to care. You're not a human to me because you said content immediately. You could have been a human before you said content, but you said content, and now you're not a human anymore. Which brings me to the larger point of this overall. I don't care. Don't give a shit. All right? That's not important to me. Posting that stuff on Instagram. All right? If you don't like it, leave. I don't care. My life is not based on how many followers I have on social media. My life is based on doing what I want to do. I'm getting stuff done. And I'm trying to build the empire. Now, you can either be a part of that and build the empire with me, or you can leave. I don't care. Either way, I'm going to tell you something that my mom and my grandmother and many other old Southern ladies say on a regular basis. If you want to leave, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Because I don't care. You don't want to build the empire. I don't want you a part of my empire. If you're not going to be a part of that, then get out. And if you are, great. Welcome to the empire. Because we're going to build it. You'll be my own personal stormtrooper. We're building the empire. If you want to be a part of it, you're going to be a part of something great then. And it's going to work out for you, because you know that all good things come with patience. And if you're not patient, get out. If you are patient, you're ready to build the empire. the best empire you'll ever see. That's definitely what's going to happen, for sure. So my overall point is I don't give a shit. All right? I sent Indiana Jones out to look for the shits that I give about that. And he can't find it. Even he can't find it. He thought it was in the Ark of the Covenant. He and his father thought it was with the Holy Grail. But he still can't find the shits. Because there are none for me to give about it. All right? Because I'm out doing stuff. And he's helping me. He's out doing stuff. He's out confirming that I have no shits to give. And helping me go out and build the empire. That's it. That's all that's going to happen. The empire's going to get built, whether you like it or not. If you don't want the empire built on top of you, you better get with the program and be patient. Because that's how it works. All right? You want to follow? Follow. Great. A lot of times it's just my friends. But that's who I want building my empire with me, is my friends. If you're not a friend, you ain't going to be a part of the empire. And that's fair. I don't blame you. Just don't get in my face about it. About how I run my empire. Because clearly, I'm running it fine if it's an empire. An empire doesn't become an empire if you don't run it fine. So no, I'm not going to post bullshit all day, every day. Because who has time for that? When you're building an empire. And that's all I have to say about that. Alright? Now if you want to, Sean_photo6. That's my personal Instagram page. I usually just post pictures that I take. And then there's that Into the Void podcast where I'll post, usually it's just postings on when the new episodes are, but maybe I'll screw around and post funny jokes that I make or what have you. But I'm not just going to send a voice crack. I'm 13 again. But I'm not just going to sit there and post stuff that either 10,000 other like accounts have posted already before. And stuff that I didn't make. Or not. Even the two memes that I posted or whatever on the Into the Void cast account, I made those. So, at the very least, you know, I try to put some effort into it. In that regard, too. So now you know why I hate the word content. I think that's a good reason, alright? I'm sorry. That's just how it works. That's how it works in the empire. If you don't like it, leave. I'm not saying you have to sit there and make art or whatever, alright? I'm not fucking Marc Maron. Somehow, I don't understand that dude because, like, he gives me headaches listening to him because he's so panicky and also pretentious at the same time. I'm not here to talk shit. That's just, I have to take him in small doses, especially in this podcast. That's all. I'm sure you have to do with me, too. I get it. I know I'm an asshole. I don't care. I don't care. But I'm not so much of an asshole that I can't feel either, JK. But these damn dog movies, man, I swear. Way to segue in the topics. Fucking dog movies, though, man. Well, I might as well just do a commercial read, though, real quick, though. Six-pack skateboards. Six-pack, SIXPACK, _skateboards, completely spelled out on Instagram. Same thing for Facebook. Six-pack skateboards is your ultimate local skateboard buying experience. Straight out of Central Oregon, representing the 541. Like I said, I love skateboarding. I'm not going to purport to say I'm the next pro. I'm not amazing, but I'm good-ish. I know tricks. I can do tricks well. I know my way around a skate park. And most of all, I have the love of the game. I love it. And sometimes it loves me back. There's no greater feeling for me than being on a board. I'm serious. I've done a lot of different things. And being on the board is the most peace and serene I ever am in my life. I love skateboarding. And this isn't just this poser trash wearing the Thrasher shirts and mall grabbing around. I always, anything I do, I try to inject skateboarding into it. Almost like 90% of my school projects that I do are like skateboard related. Probably to an annoying and obnoxious and a nauseating level for the teachers and the students. But I don't care. That's how much I love it. And I don't get to do it as much as I used to, which makes me sad. That's probably why I've been so angry for a long time, because I haven't been able to skate as much as I want to. Especially when I'm the type of guy that wants to be the fucking best at everything that I do and try, even though I'm not always. I'll concede when I'm not the best at everything or a certain thing, but I'm always striving to be the best. And I know I'm not even close when it comes to skateboarding, but I still love it and want to do it every day. But six-pack skateboards have just as much love for the game as I do, along with the talent. I'll just say that. They have just as much talent as my love and their love for the game of skateboarding. This is where you want to go for your quintessential shit. All right, they got decks, they got hoodies, they got shirts, they got koozies even. And I love koozies so much. I still have yet to receive my own six-pack skateboard koozies, but I will not hold that against you. Six-pack skateboards. They got everything. Decks as well. The most important piece of the skateboarding culture is the actual board that you actually ride. Now, you're buying this stuff from people that know Iron Horse makes grip tape. And you know why? I know a lot of people are going to talk shit about me, at least in the skateboarding community. Why would you get Iron Horse, man? It's mom grip all the way. And here's why, okay? When I like to do a trick, let's say a heel flip, for example, okay? When I'm trying to heel flip, I don't want the board to stick to my heel. I don't want it to be super glued to my heel where I can't get it off. All right. And mob grip is too damn sticky. And it does that. Iron Horse is not grippy, super grippy. So it doesn't stick to your feet. Whenever I do certain kicks, certain flicks of my feet, when I ride, when I need to get off, it comes right off if I need to. It doesn't stick. It's got enough give in the grip, but it also has enough grip to get you where you need to go with those tricks. All right? And that's why I prefer Iron Horse, all right? Especially when you got a new pair of shoes and they're even more sticky, because your new shoes just stick like crazy even on Iron Horse grip tape, but even worse on mom grip and stuff like that. All right? But at least Six-Pack knows that Iron Horse makes it fucking grip tape and not just like hardware or whatever the guy said at Zoomies, all right? You want to go to those guys who sell you the good shit. Also, you might, like me, such as myself, I have larger than average feet, and I can't be riding those toothpick boards that they only sell at the big skateboard companies. They barely have anything over an 8.25. I like to skate at least an 8.5. I know that doesn't seem like much, but it is. I would rather go up to an 8.75 or 9 if it's available. For some reason, the owner of Six-Pack Skateboards, who is a smaller man than myself, also likes those huge-ass decks. So, that's why you buy from him, though. have a six-pack in your stomach and chase it with a six-pack under your feet. Follow Rocco the beer can on all your glorious skate adventures. Or I guess have him follow you since he's under your feet. Anyways, buy from Six Pack Skateboards. They got everything you need. And even everything you don't want. All right, that was a very passionate commercial read, right? That's the only reason why, though. I wanted to advertise for it, though, because I have the passion for it. You know? Like I said, I'm not the Michael Jordan of skateboarding. I don't keep up on every single video either that comes out. I'll see some certain things that come out, like in the skateboarding world. A lot of times too, because, you know, there's where I'm at, there's places where the actual skaters live and stuff. So there's a lot of local businesses advertise around here, that kind of stuff. Even though Oregon has the best skating culture and skaters in the world, Pacific Northwest, I'll even include Washington in that. California's overrated. Sorry, guys, but it's true. I know because I grew up there. I'm not a dictionary of current skateboarders or anything. Honestly, I'm pretty sure my girlfriend knows more about me than that. I know pretty decently skateboard history, though. Kind of stuck in my ways to when I was a kid following skateboarding and when I was doing it. But doesn't make me oppose it or nothing or love it any less. Unfortunately, that's part of my frustration, too, is I can't keep up with it as much as I used to because I'm having to do shit with school and stuff. And yeah, I know, that's growing up or whatever. But here's my issue with it is being adult doesn't mean giving up all your hobbies and everything you enjoy. They may try to tell you it's that way, but I think that's why it's more of a noble fight when people become rich and like famous or whatever, or just let's say financially independent, where they can do all the shit that they already did before they had to sit there and work all their whole lives anyways. That's why people are trying to like get rich and have that free leisure time, because they actually have stuff that they want to do. All right? That's why I am building the empire and building towards that compound that has everything I need, including a damn skate park. I'm not going to give you all my secrets, though. I'm gonna maintain the mystique, all right? I'll probably disappear to my compound and you'll never see me again. Unless you're in the inner circle. And even then, I might even just change locations. But I'm going to have everything. I'm going to have a farm of dogs too. It's going to make it sad when they die. Yesterday I watched A Dog's Purpose and it was literally the worst movie of all time. And not for the reasons that say like The Room is the worst movie of all time, but because basically they know that the entire world hates watching movies with dogs in it, because every time you see a dog in it, you're like, oh, that fucker's going to die and I'm going to be sad for about 8.5 days. Always happens. I always turn off. I'm like, okay, so this... As much as I don't like or have contempt for many people, I love dogs just the same amount. So I love dogs. I grew up with dogs. So I see a dog on the poster of a movie that isn't like Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and I'm like, God damn it. They're going to kill this dog. And I'm going to be angry. And, you know, I'm going to be angry, and I'm going to want to punch a wall. Because I'm mad because they killed a dog. Like this weird sadistic thing where they kill dogs on TV and movies. So I'm like, great. So this is what A Dog's Purpose is going to be, where it's going to die at the end. And it's going to make me unhappy. But no, it starts with the dog dying. And I'm like, oh, this movie's going to suck then. Because at least, you know, the other movies will wait till the end to make you sad. But now, I'm bawling my eyes out at the beginning of the movie. I'm not actually crying, but I'm also not going to be insecure about myself saying crying. Because, fathers cry, and I'm your father, so. Big, burly, strong men fathers can also have feelings and cry for things that need to cry for. And that is also usually dogs dying. So they start off the movie. And I'm like, great, okay. So now we're just going to have this movie of sadness all the way till the end. But no, they up the ante one more time. They kill the dog again. Only to have it be reborn. And then you're like, all right, here we go again. And then the dog dies again. Three or four times the dog dies over the course of the movie. And I'm like, oh, fuck you guys. You guys are trying to rip my heart out of my chest. It was unbelievable. I was like, not only do you kill the dog, but you kill it three times. You literally wrote a script to have a dog be reborn enough times so you can keep killing it, you sadistic bastards. How dare you? That's man's best friend. Fuck cats, by the way. Can I just say that? All right? I don't understand this huge obsession with cats. All right? Cats are the fucking worst. All right? So you have a dog that's like loyal, loves you no matter what. If you treat it right, it feeds you. It literally will kill for you or die for you. Like, it's always happy to see you. And then cat people are like, oh, well, that's just codependent behavior by the dog. Without even realizing, though, that they're so lonely in their lives, that they're like, oh, I love my cat so much. And they take videos of it and they post it on social media everywhere. And let's worship cats. Let's worship cats. And you're calling dog owners for being codependent for having a dog? Fuck off. Dogs are the best. And fuck, I don't care. I have friends that are cat people. And they know my feelings. Fuck cats. They reflect the worst in human beings. They only show up when they want something. If you bother them, they scratch and they bite or hiss at you. They only care that you feed them, and then they leave. They're like a troubled youth. That's literally what cats are, and they reflect the worst in humanity of what humanity is. But dogs, they reflect of what's potentially the best in humanity. They're loyal. They always love you unconditionally. They will sacrifice their lives for you. They always help. You can train your dog to, like, fetch you food or animals that you kill to eat. They actually have a productive value to them. They protect the house. Cats don't do any of that shit. Yeah, I don't care. I'll die on this hill. Fuck cats. Cats are the worst. They're awful. They don't do anything except lounge around. They just lounge. And they get mad if you keep them from lounging. Lazy fucks. But anyways, a dog's purpose. At least, I will say at least they reverse engineered. Like, reverse engineered the dog in the movie story, where they don't start off with you liking the dog, and then in the end they kill it. And they're just like, boom, end credits. And you're like, wait, what? No resolution for this dead dog? At least they reversed it and had the dog always die and come back to life. And then at the end, it ends up living a happy life, and the story circles around. So maybe it's not. No, it's bad. I still don't like it. It's still painful to watch. It's not as bad as Hachi, though. That movie gets me every time. That damn dog. Will a cat ever wait 10 years at the same spot that you found it do? No. Fuck cats. That cat will be like, fine, he's dead. I'm just going to go find someone else to leech off of. Because they're troubled youth. They're the troubled youth of society, of pets. All right, I think that rant about cats is too far. I'm too unhinged. Got a lot going on. A lot of pressure at the moment. I'm trying to put a 5 pound or 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5 pound bag. But yeah, let's just say there's personal stuff that I had to deal with. If my friends get in contact with me, they'll probably find out what it is too. Not gonna say it on here, but that's the reason why I missed a show. But I managed to do it this week, and I'll probably get more and more consistent as time goes on. I'll at least attempt to. And there's also a lot of infrastructure changes that I'm trying to do also with the show in general anyways. So you might not get one exactly every week, but I'm going to try to at least every week. Maybe this week we'll do a doubleheader. Maybe I'll post one this week and I'll post two next week or whatever, just to make up for that lost week. But otherwise, doesn't matter. And I'm not gonna do what you say just cause some Joe Schmo blow on fucking Instagram or Twitter DMs me and is like, post more stuff, man. No. This relationship is me, the emperor, your father, and you, the loyal subject and helpful architect of the empire. And let's build the empire together. All right, I think I pissed off enough people for today, including myself. Go to Six Pack Skateboards, as you know. Still waiting on that website to probably help their business out, but that's neither here nor there opinion-wise, so going to go ahead and do that. At Into the Void Cast on Twitter, at Into the Void Cast on Instagram, IntoTheVoidCast@gmail.com. All that good stuff on the social medias and stuff. Anyway, sorry. I need a more private area to record, that's for sure. But rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. You know the deal. Have a good day. Folks, made it more relatable. All right, that's the show.